Today, I'm going to show you my latest cracking purchase from AliExpress and explain why you want one of these.
This cute little companion display device is the Geekmagic Smart TV Ultra. What it is a pretty damn affordable clock slash weather station slash photo frame coming in at only $17. It comes in this super compact form factor with a slightly angled display. It's powered through a USB-C port via an included USB-C to A cable, and it requires less than 1 watt of power to operate, so it'll happily work from many different USB ports. To get this thing running out of the box, you just need to plug in power and connect to its inbuilt hotspot. From there, you can configure information such as for what city you want weather information to be presented, upload images to display on the slideshow, you'll be able to configure everything from text colors to GIF animations, unit selections, and display brightness. It's a cool little device, but I didn't buy it to be a clock or a weather station. You see, this is the Small TV Ultra, which is running an ESP8266 on the inside. And thanks to the good folks over at the Home Assistant community forums, they've been able to figure out a couple of different ways to connect this device up to your Home Assistant installation using ESP Home. Building on what they've developed, I've been able to put together a process and a configuration that is able to be installed to this device over the air. Typically, when installing ESP Home for the first time, you need to plug it into a computer and flash it from a web interface, for example. But this device doesn't have a USB to serial chip, so you'd need to do a bit of soldering and have some specialized tools to be able to program this device that way. What I've developed is a two-stage installation by which you can install ESP Home, and then over the top of that, make whatever configuration changes you want to display the information you're after. I'll include my configuration file as a link in the description, so all you need to do is download that and use it as a template for a new device. This is the configuration for what I ultimately display on my Ultra TV. But unfortunately, this won't flash directly onto the device in its current state, as the compiled file size is too large. So I'm getting rid of everything after the captive portal line, and then compiling that and downloading it for installation as a binary. After the compilation is finished and the binary has been downloaded, we can then go back to the Ultra TV configuration page and upload this firmware to the device. This will make it an ESP Home device, and you'll no longer have access to this web server if you proceed. If you want to restore this device after completing the firmware update with this ESP Home binary, you'll need to be able to solder and have a USB serial programming device. Now, don't expect to see anything on the display just yet, but if you go to your ESP Home device builder, you should see it online and connected. From here, we can reinstantiate the code that we removed when we previously compiled the binary, or update it with whatever code we want this new ESP Home device to run, and then install this new code wirelessly, aka over the air. In the case of this configuration that I've developed, I've set it to refresh every 60 seconds, and the device needs about 30 seconds to sync up with Home Assistant. So you might see some undefined or missing data for a short period after a power cycle. You may also need to adopt this device in the ESP Home integration within Home Assistant for it to be able to access Home Assistant data. But with a fully fledged installation of ESP Home now on this device, the options are endless in how you can integrate this companion display into your Home Assistant ecosystem. This hacking of the Small TV Ultra is actively in development, so keep an eye on the forum for continuous updates and improvements, as well as ideas for what you can do with your Smart TV Ultra. Thanks for watching today, guys. Hope you enjoyed the video. If you did, chuck us a like and a subscribe if you want to see more of this kind of content in the future. Catch you later. Bye.
Today, I want to show you my latest cracking purchase from AliExpress and explain why you need one of these, particularly if you're... One second. It's loading.